It's time for Field Notes, brought to you by the Montana Natural History Center. If he bites you, blow in his face. If he scratches you, just deal with it till I can get back to you. With such pithy advice from wildlife biologist and owl expert Denver Holt, I'm left on my knees, carefully, gingerly, holding the legs of a young male long-eared owl, the first time I've ever been this close to a wild animal. I'm transfixed by the intensity of his large yellow eyes set in a round, dish-like face. His thick, curved beak clacks and hisses at me whenever I try to shift my weight on my heels. Like all owls, this one's eyes are set in the front of his face, like ours, rather than on either side of his head, like other birds. He follows my every move, pinning me with his sharp gaze. Holt, director of the Owl Research Institute in Charlotte, Montana, is leading me and three friends around the Nine Pipes Wildlife Refuge on a brilliantly clear winter day. We're looking for long-eared owls, one of the 15 species of owl that spend all or part of the year in Montana. The owl I'm holding, not too tight, not too loose, was one of five or so we found in a thicket of scrubby trees where they like to roost during the day. Long-eared owls are not large, perhaps a foot from tip to tail. They appear substantial in flight, but when I held our captive, he seemed to weigh almost nothing, in fact, less than half a pound. According to Holt, male owls generally are smaller and quieter than females. This one was probably not quite a year old, but fully grown. His feathers were a beautiful pattern of brown, white, and golden tones, made to blend perfectly with light falling through dense branches. His outline was generally oval, except for the two upswept feathers at the corners of his head. These expressive tufts give long-eared owls their name, but have nothing to do with hearing. They stand upright when the owl is trying to disrupt his owly profile and look more pointy, perhaps like a twig. As he relaxed, the tufts flattened and lay closer to his head. Long-eared owls breed in Montana, and some of them choose to stay year-round, while others leave, although which owls leave and why and where they go still are owl secrets for the most part. During breeding season, pairs favor old magpie nests in which to raise their young. The female stays until the nestlings are a few weeks old and then departs, leaving the male to continue raising the family alone. How many owls are around in a given season depends on their food supply, primarily voles. As we measured and weighed the owl, we took some time to admire his engineering. His broad face funnels sounds to a large, crescent-shaped ear slit on either side. One ear is higher than the other to give the owl an even better ability to pinpoint the small sounds of voles running along their grass pathways, even in pitch dark. His feathers are fitted with special fringes on their edges to muffle the sound of air flowing past, and the velvety surface of the flight feathers absorb the noise they make as they slide over one another. An especially large preen gland on his shoulder produces oil the owl uses to keep his feathers in top condition. After we'd imposed on the owl long enough, Holt fastened an identification band around the owl's leg, and we spent the last few moments in silent admiration before releasing him back to the wood and his fellows, where he merged perfectly with the dimness of the trees and the fading afternoon. This is Caroline Kurtz for Field Notes, brought to you by the Montana Natural History Center, providing natural history education for schools and the public throughout Montana. You can learn more about owls and other birds of prey at the Natural History Center. Call 327-0405 for information on upcoming events and programs, or visit us online at www.montananaturalist.org.